Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. Every night, I visit every single child on the face of the earth. Every night, I am that candle on the bedside table. Every night, I'm flickering into the faces, the eyes, the hearts, the love of children everywhere, and telling them that they are wonderful, they are good, they are beautiful, they are marvelous. And you know, one of the biggest difficulties I have is to tell mothers and fathers everywhere what their children are really interested in. What sort of things their children want to learn, want to do, want to be. Because the parents are more or less interested in discipline, more or less interested in having the children go to bed on time, having the children get up on time and do all the things on time. And they forget that when a child takes a book and they read it under the covers, because they're supposed to be asleep. They're supposed to be with the lights turned out. And they're reading it under the covers. They have a motivation. These children have a motivation to learn about something. It's like Abraham Lincoln had to study by the light of the flickering fire as he studied for his law. As many other people do this. Young scientists today, they take their books on science, or they take their books on games and things like that, and they turn on their flashlight and put the covers over their head so they don't bother anybody else in the room, and so nobody else knows what they're doing. And if they have a room by themselves, they still do it. They still put a cover over their head because they don't want anyone to know that they're staying up late studying things that are interesting to them. Yes, and boys and girls, parents don't always understand this, but you do. You do. You understand that you want to be the finest and the best and the most fun person you could ever be in your life. We used to have the idea that when children were playing games, the games were not important. But science has told us and said, you guys sure know what you're doing. When you play your computer games and when you play these games that are seemingly violent and seemingly outrageous, that you are building skills that are preparing you for a career, a life that you have no idea of. And that's true. That's true. And you know, boys and girls, when you prepare yourself for a life that only you can understand, and even you don't understand it, and you read under the covers and you study at night things that are interesting to you. Well, I read comic books, too. Well, comic books are good, too. It's anything that causes your mind to be active. You look at these shows, these computer games that are so violent, shooting people and burning buildings and crashing things, and you think to yourself, it's so much violence. So much violence. Why is that? Well, actually, the children don't even see the violence. The children, their minds just go right past that to the speed of the action, the speed of the interest. Unfortunately, by having these action games and this action computer games so violent, they sell more of them. But really, the scientists, the great minds, the great beings, they overlook the violence and they see only the good. That's what you kids do. That's what you kids do. You're always looking for the good. You're always looking for the right. You're looking for the highest and the finest and the best. And as you do that, you find the highest, the finest and the best. You find all that is beautiful and good. You find all that is glorious and how wonderful that is. What do you think about that, boys and girls? What do you think about that? At this moment, I'm visiting with two boys and two girls in one family, and the boys and girls are both sharing the same bedroom, and they're each about 3 and 9 years old, and they're just really great kids. And when one of them is under the covers, the others want to get under there and say, "What you doing? What you reading? Read it out loud so we can hear it too. Tell us about it too." And the older children read to the younger children. And you do these things because you're doing it because you're excited about it. You're motivated about it. What motivates you? What lifts you into excitement of life? What lifts you into doing something that's fantastic, that's marvelous, that's glorious? What lifts you into that? Well, what lifts you into that is the fact that you know who you are. You know that you are a wonderful being. That's right, kids. You know. And because you know you're a wonderful being, you do wonderful things. And as you do wonderful things happen to you. And life is just wonderful for you. This is what it's all about. This is what everything is all about, being yourself and having fun. And when you can read to your brothers and sisters, when you can encourage them with the enthusiasm and the joy and the magic that you're having, then great and wonderful things happen to you, because you are in the midst of doing something most spectacular. So let go of those things that are saying to you that they're difficult. Let go of those things that are saying, "This subject is tough. These things are tough." And say, you can dream any dream you want. You can think any thought you want. You can have any thought you want. And when you have that thought, what happens to you is all of your life is glorious, wonderful, fantastic, marvelous. All of your life is outstanding. All of your life is now ready for you to enjoy and experience everything that's good. It's up to you what you want to do. Well, Mr. Cannon, that's kind of big talk. What do you mean that's kind of big talk? Well, that's kind of big talk because we'd like to do a lot of things, but we can't. And we can't do those things because it's not approved by our parents. Well, many things are not approved by your parents, and you do it anyhow. When you do things that you're studying, you do things that you're motivated by. Well, I'm motivated to go and play. I'm motivated. That's good. And the more motivation you have, the better. Do you know that the great sportsmen are the ones who are most motivated to play? They're the most motivated to get out in the backyard and make baskets in the basketball court that they had there. And they would be bouncing that ball and dribbling. They'd be learning how to play their game. And the golfers, the young golfers who don't get out on the course because they just can't get out, they take their golf club, whatever it may be, and they don't hit the ball far, but they learn to pace it. They learn to move that ball to wherever they want to send it. And these are the beautiful things. These are the things that you can do. Oh, hey, I hadn't thought of it that way. You don't have to go to a golf course to play golf. You don't have to go out into the world to enter into the racing of the race cars. You could do it right in your backyard. You could do it right in your mind. Oh, Mr. Candle, I wish you'd told me that before. I like that. I like that, doing it in my mind. Because when I'm doing it in my mind, I feel so powerful and so wonderful. Hey, Mr. Candle, that's wonderful. I think that's fantastic. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Well, each of the children were coming to their own conclusions. And as I go around to the homes of children everywhere in the world and sit at their bedside at night, if they have a candle, I'm right there. If they don't have a candle, I'm there also. But the candle helps them to see me and helps me to talk with them a little better. So boys and girls, light your candle. Light your motivation within yourself or whatever it is that excites you. And then play that game with all your heart and soul and being. And as you do, you'll find that you are more magical than you ever realized. Oh, Mr. Candle, that is great. That makes it much easier for me to play my games now. I know that I'm doing good stuff. Yes, you are. You're doing very good stuff. And I'm very proud of you. Now, boys and girls, see out the window there? There comes Mr. Sandman. He's bringing that pixie dust to sprinkle all over you and say, have happy, wonderful dreams. But before he does, call your mommy and daddy and say, mommy, daddy, come give me a hug tonight. Come give me a snuggle, a hug and a kiss. And mommy and daddy come in and give you a hug and a kiss and say, good night, my beloveds. And you snuggle down under the covers. And Mr. Sandman, invisible to everybody except you, sprinkles the pixie dust all over you so that you have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dreams. Good night, boys and girls. I'll see you another time. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.